For good or ill, movies have a great deal of influence on all of us and on the country as a whole, and we might add, on other countries as well. In fact, what is often pumped out of Hollywood reflects on America, whether you like it or not, all over the world. Dr. Ted Baer is the publisher of the Faith-Based Movie Guide, which provides a biblical critique of films. And for years now, Movie Guide has been holding annual Movie Guide Awards to honor the good things out there, along the lines of what Paul says in Philippians 4:8. Look what is good and extol that. And Dr. Ted Baer now joins us to discuss the issue of light of the gospel for Hollywood. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Ted, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, I love talking to you, and I love seeing you at the NRB. It was wonderful.
Yes, likewise. It really was. Okay, so it's easy to complain about the bad, but what you're all about is, hey, why don't we extol the good and say to the producers, make more stuff like this, not this other junk?
Well, we do it. Detailed economic analysis of the box office, and we present them to Hollywood. When we did our gala, which will be shown on the Great American Family Channel on, the 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern time, because you're in the Eastern time zone, it's absolutely wonderful. But the show itself that we're editing now so you can watch it was incredible because it was the most faith-filled show. We had Amazon executives, Netflix executives, MGM owners, top people from the entertainment industry, and Candace Bure at the end gave the prayer, and she prayed for everyone to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And people loved it. One of the Jewish agents there said, "This is the best event that I've ever been to in my life." So we're very glad that it's going well. We had an incredible group of movies that were being supported. And, you know, we have a lot of friends in the industry, and it keeps growing because we just look at the movies and pick out the ones that are great. Now, I have to tell you, good movies do better at the box office, not because of Hollywood, but because people are voting for the good movies. So, for instance, you know, we all know Jesus Revolution. It did very well. We all know Journey to Bethlehem. Sound of Freedom beat out two major movies at the box office and did over $217 million eventually at the box office. So people are choosing the good. Now, that means that if you look at the top 10 movies, 70% of them are movies like I just mentioned that have strong Christian, moral, religious values. They're not the bad movies. And if you look at the top 25, because everybody's upset about all the gender confusion, the bottom three are the only ones that have any touch of gender confusion. The bottom three of the top 25. So that means 90% of the movies don't have any of that. 100% of the movies don't have any false religion. That doesn't mean they don't make them. That just means that people don't go to see them at the box office. And we had some of the biggest movies of the year coming to the Movie Guide Awards, so you can watch that on March 7th.
You know, it really is interesting because I know there's some people who think, well, if we just ignore Hollywood, it'll ignore us or something to that effect. But I don't think they realize the impact this has around the culture at large, including tens of millions of children. So why not try and beat salt and light in such a dark area or largely dark area?
Well, you know, it's the same way with any other field. It's the same way with politics. It's the same way with education. I was head of a department at Berkeley. We have to stand for the good. And the more we stand for the good, look, you've written about this so often. It was just a small group of Christians. It took a couple hundred years to turn the Roman Empire right side up. It doesn't take a lot, but it takes getting engaged. So when you vote at the box office, it's like voting, you know, in the ballot box. You're voting for the good. And one of the movies that we honored made $1,400,000,000 at the box office, and it was absolutely a biblical allegory. The bad guy is the devil. He's got horns. He's terrible. and Super Mario Brothers, and he's attacking the kingdom of God, and he wants to marry the princess. It's interesting because I talked to these Hollywood people, and they know what they're doing. So they appealed to the heart of America, which he even, by the way, the bad guy even has a lake of fire, which is very unique to the Bible, to the devil. So here he is trying to court the bride of Christ, and of course you have to stop him. So these are wonderful movies, and people love these movies, and that's why they do well. And I want to thank everybody who's listening for supporting the good. If you go out and support the good, there'll be more good made. And I can tell you about the good ones this year. There's just a flood of them. And I just was communicating with the head of the production team that did Dune 2. It's one of the most pro-life movies I've ever seen. Now, it's not for children. It's a lot of violence, a lot of action, no foul language, I think. But it's got some Christian content, but it's got an abundance of pro-life content, which is absolutely incredible. So people say to me, we're making a film on sex trafficking, for instance, but Taken was probably the best film on sex trafficking, and I think it did over $300 million at the box office, and that's because people loved it. You've got to add the story and the entertainment value to make it good, and that's, of course, what Sound of Freedom did, who was made by friends of mine.
Okay, the phrase says, get woke, go broke. Is that true? It seems to be the case.
Well, it's definitely the case with, and I deal with these people all the time, you know, so I'm not, I saw Kevin Feige about a month ago, and he's head of all the, you know, the wonderful Marvel movies, and he's been making them for years. And he said to me years ago with Robbie, my son, who's now running Boston Movie Guide, that he loved the Movie Guide Awards, the Teddies that we give out, more than anybody else, more than any other award that he got. And people fight over the Movie Guide Awards. When I went into the former head of Disney.
Okay, wait. Am I to understand that there are actually some people who would rather have a Teddy Award than, say, an Oscar? I'm just asking.
Yes, and I can explain that to you. But we're going off of the other track. Let me finish the Kevin Feige story before I take you to the Disney here. Dolly Parton loves the Movie Guide Awards. So Kevin, you know, was making movies that were very broad audience. Often they had explicitly allegorical Christian themes in them. And, you know, power corrupts. So now the Marvel's losing that. They're moving in a more woke direction. It was just a quote. I just talked to him a month ago and gave him the report and told him he shouldn't do this. He wants to include more R-rated content because that's what Deadpool's going to be. So if Deadpool does well, then there'll be more of that. And this is the problem. You get powerful, you want to push the boundaries, and you move in the wrong direction. And so that's the biggest difficulty you have. Now, why do people like the Movie Guide Awards? The head of Disney, the former head of Disney, not the last two heads of Disney, Dick Cook, used to come to our Movie Guide Awards. I said, Dick, why do you come to the Movie Guide Awards? He says, I can't get an Oscar. The Oscars go to little swarmy films about bestiality. And I mean, the Oscars they just gave out were terrible. They gave them out to, you know, not the Oscars that are being nominated are terrible. Excuse me. And they give them to movies that are pro-communist, movies that are pro-transsexual and all that. But the major studios, if they're doing a major movie, can't get an Oscar. And the Teddies represent something that represents a broad audience.
So in effect, if you get a Teddy, you are succeeding and you're basically being told middle America likes this and moral America wants you to keep making things like this.
Right. And we always take as you said earlier in this interview, we try to take a positive view toward them. So we tell them, yes, you can make a bad movie, but none of them ended up in the top 10. So you can put this, you know, occult stuff, you can put other stuff, but you're not going to make it into the top 10 because every week right now, and I know Christians love to be negative because when we started the Movie Guide, it was 160 million people going to church a week. Now it's down to about 110 to 114, but only 15 to 17 million people go to movies each week. So we're a gigantic audience. And according to Barna, The average evangelical Christian buys 2.5 movie tickets a year, and the average person buys 1.5 movie. So we buy more tickets. We're 5 times bigger than the box office, and they need us if they're going to survive. And that's why the guy who made Dune, who's a close friend of mine, you know, absolutely, who was just texting with me, put pro-life content and pro-Christian content in it.
Well, you know what? I think the Christian community should insure Teddy Bear for years to come so we could continue to have this salt and light. How about patriotic themes? You know, there's a hate America phenomenon among the left lately. We could see it in the war on American history. Sometimes that makes its way into films, too, right?
It does, but they don't make money at the box office. So patriotic movies last a year ago did about $160 million on average at the box office, and anti-patriotic movies did about $3 or $4 million. So, you know, if you want to go broke, you get anti-patriotic movies. That's what you do. And this year it was even more intense. I don't think any anti-patriotic movies made it anywhere in the top 10. So we do, you know, don't despair. But do think about your audience and do think about the children, because the children are the ones that are going to determine what the box office is coming up. And you have to teach them what the difference is between Christianity and conservatism and whatever else and patriotism rather than, you know, communism. So let me give you a few figures here that'll make everybody happy. And it's because of the audience. Movies with very strong Christian worldviews last year did $178 million at the box office. Movies with non-Christian immoral worldviews did $0 million at the box office. So that's, and the more sexual nudity you have, the less money it makes. Extreme sexual nudity made no money. And foul language, the more foul language, the less money it makes. The more drug use, the less money. So if you look at Dune 2, which is cleaning up at the box office now, there is no foul language in it. And as in, you know, excessive immorality, more violence, all of those things. Look, I mean, I can give you a simple answer to this. You know, if your family goes to a movie, you sell 4, 5, 6 people a ticket. In fact, I've got 17 grandchildren, so they could bankrupt me.
Oh, but congratulations.
But one person going to the box office who's got an anti-Christian, anti-whatever worldview is, you know, is not going to drive the box office. So do you want to sell 4 tickets to a family or 1 ticket to somebody who's a neo-communist?
All right, excellent. We have about 1 minute left. What is it going to take to clean up Hollywood? It sounds like there are, you know, corrective agents such as yourself providing salt and light are helping to make a difference. 1 minute.
Okay. 1 minute, there's about, last time we got together at UCLA, the 1,200 lobbying groups like us. And there are about 30 LGBTQ lobbying groups. Planned Parenthood, a year ago, spent $100 million funding movies. We don't have $100 million. We have very little money. And yet we're having more influence. At the last meeting of all these lobbying groups, the head of CBS, the owner, NBC, excuse me, said, the two most successful groups in Hollywood are us, the Christian Film and Television Commission, Movie Guide, and the Gay Lesbian Alliance. But nobody goes out to see the gay films. Why do we have power? Not because we have money, but we're telling people how to watch good films. We get about 90. Before COVID, we got about 37 million people a month. Now it's in the 80s, 90 million people. So we're trying to reach people to help them vote. Just like other groups are trying to help them vote at the ballot box, we're trying to help you vote at the box office for the good.
So you can watch the Movie Guide Awards and get more information at movieguide.org. Ted Bear, all the best. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.